The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey there, welcome back to Horton, Kansas, where the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader that begins 2023. About ready to get it away. It's the guys' turn. Horton playing host to Oskaloosa. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and the PA guy, he's announcing the starters to the crowd on hand. Hey, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back. We'll bring you the starters, bring you the tip, all that and more right after this.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Hey, as we welcome you back, we're about ready to get underway here. The ball is going to go up, the tip of the way, and Horton's going to control it down. And Horton, under head coach Dave Losey, they're going to be starting tonight, a sophomore, a couple of juniors, and a couple of seniors. They've got out there Luke McAfee and Cannon Becker with Trent Ottman. You got Cooper Wishrop and Jack Allen. Horton control down the basketball, and the Chargers have it to begin things here tonight. For Oskaloosa and head coach Jeremy Rockhold, they're going to have two seniors and three juniors, Trenton Van Houten and Coy Perry, Gunnar Rockhold, Hunter Boyd, and Dakota Baker. So shot by Horton goes up, missed, but they rebound lost out of bounds by Oskaloosa. Just underway in the ball game, scoreless here in the guys' game in Horton, Kansas, the Chargers and the Bears. Horton coming into the game at 4-1. Here's a little baseline jump shot. Won't go. Oskaloosa coming into the game at 3-1. It's a couple of teams playing quite well in first semester. Oskaloosa coming up court with the basketball, and they'll dish it over to the left side where Gunnar Rockhold will bring it to the free throw line and then travel with the basketball. Oskaloosa in the traveling togs tonight. They are a vibrant red with white and blue lettering and trim. For Horton, it's home white with that royal blue lettering and trim. Minute into the ballgame, Horton will drive into the lane. Little reverse layup is going to be rejected out of the hands of McAfee. And now Horton's going to steal it back, quickly taking it down the left side. They'll try to feed McAfee underneath. The ball is loose on the floor. Horton's going to recover it. Cannon Becker's going to have it. Kicks it over to the left side where the uncontested three is up and good. Cooper Wishrop makes it a 3-0 Gorton lead. We are a minute and a half in. Back out, Tom Stein with the basketball. Horton will jump it over to the left side. Here's a long three. No. Rebound underneath. Pulled down by McAfee. Horton coming the other way. Horton will dish it over to the left side. Again, it goes to Wishrop. This time he can't get the three away as the defender gets in front of him pretty quickly. It's going to be knocked away and lost out of bounds. Back it'll come to Horton at their offensive end. This game moving along a little faster clip. The ball is going to be knocked away from Jack Allen. It's stolen. And then lost out of bounds. Back it will come to Oskaloosa. 6 minutes to go here in the opening quarter, 3-0. Oskaloosa into the forecourt left side. They're thinking about the three. They're going to have to pass it up. Try to get him to go inside. Allen's going to slap it away, and it'll be lost out of bounds. Back again. It will come to the Chargers. Mentioned that great crowd. You know, those are still here, and they are enjoying a couple of really interesting games. That first one was just a back-and-forth kind of a contest. Here's a driving shot on the baseline. Slapped away and rejected out of the hands of the shooter by Horton's Jack Allen. Chargers with a 3-0 lead, and we're going to get a substitution into the game for the Bears. Into the lineup is going to come Nick Bradshaw, and he's going to take Rockhold out of the game. Got to be one of the hardest jobs in the world for both of these guys, says Jeremy Rockhold and Hunter, or rather Gunner, his son on the team. Feed over to the left side. Underneath, no room. Oskaloosa's going to bring it back out on top. They'll swing it to the right side. The three-pointer from the wing. I'm rebounding it down. It's going to be McAfee. Here he comes. 5:20 to play in the first. Again, the baseline left. That three up and short. Offensive rebound. McAfee rotates, puts it in. Luke McAfee, his first point. It is now 5-0 Horton. And we're at 5:05 to play in the first quarter. Pretty low scoring, but clock is rolling. Not a lot of fouls, not a lot of errors in that regard. Here's a pass into the lane. The shot again rejected by Jack Allen. Got a couple of blocks in the first 2.5 minutes. Back down the floor. McAfee kicks it back behind him to Becker. Gannon goes all the way out near center circle, puts the ball underneath his arm, kind of cradling it there and letting the offense do its work. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. 5-0. Horton with the ball and with the lead. Left side, that's going to be Trent. Ottman will get it in the middle of Allen. Turn, shoot, gets it from about 13. Jack Allen. And Horton has exploded now to a 7-0 lead. 4:15 to play in the first. Here's a runner on the other end. Up and good. And first bucket of the ball game will belong to Nick Bradshaw for Oskaloosa. It is 7-3. And we are midpoint of the first. A little give and go. Backdoor pass to the left side to Becker. He'll drive into the corner. Feed in the middle of Allen. Goes straight up. Doesn't get it. And on the rebound, an offensive foul. Our official will cruise over to the scorer's table, letting us know that that foul is going to be on Jack Allen. It'll be his first. That is the first foul of the ball game by either team coming here. 3:50 to play, quarter number one. 7-2 is the Horton lead. Basketball coming back out on top and around to the left side with it. Oskaloosa. Coy Perry has the ball. Comes up to the top of the key to Hunter Boyd. Boyd will give it back to the right side, and as he accelerates into the middle after taking the pass, Nick Bradshaw got that extra step in before the ball got to the floor, traveling call. Horton will make a couple of substitutions as out of the game will come both Jack Allen and Trent Ottman. Coming in, you're going to find Caden Smith, and you're also going to find Dante Masqua. Horton with the basketball, leading it 7-2. The ball down to the baseline right. It's going to be knocked free, slapped away, and out of bounds. It'll come back in again to the Chargers. 3:19 to go, first quarter. very different game from the first one where we saw a lot of fouls, a lot of free throws. We've seen none of either of those in this one. Horton back over to the left side. A wide open three, too strong. The follow shot, no good. Offensive rebound followed up and put home by Dante Masqua. So Dante's first point, 9-2. Horton in front. Inside 3 minutes to go in the first down. Oskaloosa has Coy Perry with the basketball. He'll go right side. Step inside the three-point circle. Finding the going a little tough in there. He's going to back out on top. Guarded on the player defense by Gannon Becker. Gannon stays with him. The pass to the right side now. And we're going to get a timeout. Yeah. Coach Rockhold, not particularly satisfied with how things are going. And Oskaloosa going to take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph, at 2:37 to go in the first. It is Horton 9, Oskaloosa 2.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Oskaloosa calling the timeout, and Horton's been back out of the floor for quite some time. Oskaloosa still huddled up around head coach Jeremy Rockhold, his assistant coaches Scott Whaley and Troy Smith. And they're trying to iron out a few things, which here in the early going has gotten themselves treading in the ballgame at 9-2. Bears for the basketball coming out of the timeout, have it in play. We're down to 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Pass over to the left side, taken by Van Houten. Trenton looks to the middle, guarded very well by Cooper Wishrop. Here's a drive baseline right, shot is up, no good, and on that driving shot, we will have a foul against Horton. Foul is going to be on Gannon, and Becker will have his first, Horton will have their second. Oskaloosa has not fouled yet in the game. Free throw, hangs on the rim, but falls out, won't go in. One more free throw coming up for Coy Perry. Coy Perry, one of the juniors, out of the floor for Oskaloosa. He'll eye up the second one. It will go in. Nope, won't go in either. Rebounding it down is going to be Masquat. Here comes Horton. Charges with the basketball. The feed over to the right side. Masquat kicks it back right. Becker for three. No. Rebound tipped around on the floor. Underneath. Trash bucket. Good. Caden Smith with a follow-in. It is now 11-2 Horton. And we're at a minute 55 to go in the first. Oskaloosa looking for its offense. Has not been able to find it yet. The feed underneath the rim. Double team, triple team down there. Comes out on top with a wide open three. He's going to be off the mark. And an offensive rebound long into the lane. The shot blocked from behind. Knocked away by McAfee. Here comes Horton. Gannon Becker into the forecourt with it. Double team defensively. We'll swing it over to the left side. Into the hands now of Jackson Moman. Now the baseline shot, no. The follow shot, no. But a foul. Couple of free throws coming up here for the Chargers. With 1:23. 1:23 to go in the first. Now for Horton will be the first foul on Dakota Baker. Not Dakota. Dakota. T.A. K-O-D-A, free throw, no, for Jackson Moman. Back into the game for Horton will come Jack Allen, taking Dante Masqua out. Two big guys playing that five spot for Coach Losey. Second free throw also is not going to go in. Rebound Oskaloosa. They'll come into the floor court and at a minute 15 to play in the opening quarter. Driving into the lane, changing hands, and putting up a pretty shot. This up and good for Van Houten, and he's on the board. 11-4, and we've got a minute 7 to go in the first. Horton with the lead and with the basketball. They're keeping it up pretty much above the top. Now the bounce into the middle is into a lot of traffic, and the shot is up off the window, and somehow it's good. That was a spectacular shot by Coy Perry. So Perry is able to knock it down, his first points of the game, and it's 11-6, and Oskaloosa getting right back in this thing with 40 seconds to go in the first. Up to the left side with the basketball, Horton. They've got it over there to Caden Smith. Shot is up, no. Rebound, Allen. Feeds it back over to the right side, and the defender's going to step in front of the pass, and Baker with the steal. Oskaloosa up the floor. Here's a one-on-four break. The shot rejected. Rebounding it down is going to be McAfee. Horton up the floor. 20 seconds left in the first. Gannon back over it on the right side to the Chargers. Spreading the floor a little bit. They're going to look for that last shot. 13, 12, 11 seconds. Now the pass into the middle into some traffic. Stolen away. Oskaloosa with plenty of time to get a shot off at 6. Into the forecourt with 4. Looking down low with 2. Driving. The shot at the buzzer. No. It's the end of the first quarter. We'll be back. Second quarter of the guys' game coming up after 1. Horton Chargers 11. Oskaloosa 6.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Looking at the scoring from the opening quarter for Oskaloosa, 2 points apiece for three guys, is Trenton Van Houten, Coy Perry, and Nick Bradshaw, each with a two-point shot. For Horton, again, one bucket apiece, but for five guys, and a three-point shot by Cooper Wishrop. That was the first bucket of the game. Then two apiece, Luca McAfee, Jack Allen, Caden Smith, and Dante Masqua. Both teams are 0 for 2 at the free throw line. So, like in the ladies' game, free throws coming tough here tonight. Here's a turnaround shot for the baseline for Oskaloosa. Coming off the inbound play, it's no good. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Horton. Flying up the court with it, it's going to be McAfee. Luke will kick it away to Gannon Becker, who dribbles it off on top. Goes heels to the center circle. 7.5 to go in the half. 11-6, Horton in front. Couple of one-loss teams coming together here tonight. Baseline left side, 3 short. Rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa. Outlet all the way to the other end of the court, and the driving layup is going to be good for Van Houten, and he's got 4. Now leads all scorers. And it's become a one-possession game at 11-8 with 7-11 to go in the half. Horton will feed into the lane. The turnaround shot too strong. Rebound Oskaloosa. They can tie this thing up. Having trailed in the game by as many as 9. Here's a baseline 3. No. Long rebound. Tapped into the backcourt. And it's going to get away, go out of bounds. And it'll be Horton basketball. No. They're going to say it's going to be Oskaloosa basketball coming into midcourt. So there you go. 6:47 left in the half. Here come the Bears again. An opportunity to tie this game trailing only by 3 in what's been a pretty low scoring business here tonight. On the right side with it, Hunter Boyd has returned to the floor. Holds it up high above his head. Kicks it off on top to Gunnar Rockhold. He's got his shot partially deflected and rebounding it down. Gannon Becker for Horton. Chargers taking it the other way. Running 3. Got it. Luke McAfee. McAfee with 5. 14-8. And a one-possession game, very quickly a two-possession, 6-point lead. 6 minutes to go in the half. Horton with the ball down near the baseline. We'll dish it off on top. Here's Boyd, all alone, drains the 3. The big guy knocks one down from the outside, and Hunter has his first point. 14-11. 5:50 to play, opening half. Chargers work it off on top to Caden Smith, and then as they're passing the middle, it's going to be another turnover. And trying to steal it back, Gannon Becker will pick up what for him is going to be rather a consequential foul. It'll be his second already with 5:44 to go in the first half. Sure, that will bring him to the sideline. Or I would suspect it would. Yeah, here we go. So Gannon's going to exit the game. Jackson Moman will come back in. Jackson played a little bit in the opening quarter. Jack Allen back in for Horton also. Oskaloosa with the basketball. Trinica by three. Cross-court pass. It's going to be Boyd. Down into the right corner to Coy. Perry looks it to the top. Gets the pass up there to Hunter Miller. Miller loses it for a minute. Able to recover it. Has it up top side. 5:20 to go in the first half. Oskaloosa being very patient. Boyd has it. Backs in. No room. Back on top to Perry. He'll launch three. Uh-huh. And a rebound cleared down McAfee. Luke will bring it up before himself. The weave first to the right side, then to the left. Little crossover dribble. It comes out between the circles. Gets it up there in a moment. 5 minutes to play, first half. Jackson dumps it over to the right side to Allen. Back off on top, Wishrop. Top side, Luke. It's a for three. In and out, no good. Rebound. And with bodies on the floor, we get a whistle and a foul called. It's going to go against Horton. Chargers will pick up their fourth team foul. And it will be the second foul by Jack Allen. So for Horton, two on Gannon Becker, two on Jack Allen. Oskaloosa committed one foul so far in the game, and it belongs to Dakota Baker. 4.5 to go in the half, 14-11. Horton in front, but Oskaloosa has the ball. Looking to tie it up this trip. They'll go right side. Coy Perry working in front of the Horton bench now gets it up between the circles to Hunter Boyd. Boyd directing some traffic, and as he dumps it to the left side, Nick Bradshaw doesn't quite get the ball on the floor quickly enough, turns it over the travel, and Horton is going to get it back in. Chargers are going to take Moman out of the game, and Becker will come back in. I'm sure Coach Losey gave him explicit instructions how to play with those two fouls. Now here's a feed in the middle, and the jump shot's good by Becker. I see Gannon played that smart. He had the ball. He was cutting straight down the middle of the lane from the free throw line. Did not drive all the way to the rim. Stopped, pulled up from about eight, and took that little fall-away jump shot. Shot on the other end is no good by Oskaloosa. Here comes Horton, leading it 16-11. Shot from the right side. Nope. Offensive board followed. Yes. The big man, Dante Masqua, has four. And we have an Oskaloosa timeout. We're taking a break, Joseph, now at 3:46 to go in the half. It's Horton, 18, Oskaloosa, 11.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
As it occurred with the previous timeout, Horton is very quickly back out of the court. Oskaloosa, as we return, still huddled up around Coach Rock holding out. They will make their way out on the floor. 3:46 to play, opening half, 18-11. Horton in front. And again, a couple of teams who have had great starts to this basketball season. Horton coming in tonight at 4-1. Oskaloosa coming in at 3-1. Bears with the ball over to the left side. It's going to be Gunnar Rockhold. Drives it to the free throw line. Kicks it out on top to Boyd, who goes to the right side to Coy Perry. Feeds underneath Boyd. Power move scores. Plus one. Hunter Boyd. Big guy, wide body in the middle end. Made a nice move inside. Hits the bucket. Draws the foul on Dante Masqua. His first, team foul five. And yet, Oskaloosa has committed one foul in this game. Free throw will not fall And the long rebound belongs to Oskaloosa. 18-13. Oskaloosa trailing, but they've continued to have the ball. Here's Boyd right side. Thought about the three. Does it. Drives the baseline. Kicks it across beneath the goal. Shot from the left side. Won't go in. And McAfee rebounds it down for the Chargers. Horton into the forward court with 3 minutes and 10 to go. A running three. Yes. Luke McAfee has hit a couple of three-point shots here in the second quarter, has eight in the game, and at 3 minutes to play in the half, it's a 21-13 Charger lead. Leading by eight, they have led by as many as nine in the opening quarter when they were up at 11-2. Ball's going to be slapped away out of bounds. It'll be off the Chargers. Oskaloosa putting it in play from the 28-foot mark on the near side. Oskaloosa is going to take Dakota Baker out of the game, and coming in for the first time today is going to be Hunter Miller. Hunter is a freshman for Oskaloosa. And on the inbound play, we have a foul call. It's going to be another one on Masqua. So you've now got three Horton players with two fouls apiece. Masqua out of the game, and Trent Ottman, the starter, comes back in for Coach Losey and the Chargers. 2:50 to go in that first half, 21-13. Here's a three-point shot. Oskaloosa too strong, and the long rebound hauled in. McAfee, he'll drive it up the left side of the floor himself in front of the Oskaloosa bench, crosses over, pulls up the three that doesn't go down, and the rebound will be lost out of play. Back it comes to Horton. 2:37 to go in the first half. Both coaches on their feet, working the sidelines in front of their respective benches. Horton's going to bring Moman back into the game. He comes into McAfee. Moman up top side. Back it away with it a little bit. Jackson Moman. Now they'll feed to the right side of the lane. There's no room. Comes back right. Here's a three. Too strong. Rebound is on the floor, and Oskaloosa's going to haul this thing down. Here come the Bears quickly to the left side. They'll move it up to the top, kick pass out, into the lane, falling away, the shot rejected. Here comes McAfee, pulls up from 12, off the window, no. Rebound, and what do we got, a foul? What we do, and it's going to be a 1-1 for Oskaloosa. That's team foul 7. The foul is going to be on Luke McAfee. It happened off the ball. I'm watching a play go up in the middle of the lane, and he was over more to the wing side, the elbow side, and I did not see what happened, but it'll be his first. And with the 17th foul, we go to the Oskaloosa offensive end, where the first half of the 1-1 is up and good. Trenton Van Houten collects his fifth point tonight. Before the second shot, Oskaloosa is going to bring Dakota Baker back in. 2:02 left in the half. Second free throw is good, and Oskaloosa trails by 6 now. It is 21-15. Inside 2 to go, first half. In Horton, Kansas tonight, first game of the 2023 portion of the high school basketball season. Chargers with it out between the circles. Feet to the left side, off the block, it's off the window, and good. A little spin-around shot, up and in for Caden Smith, and he's got 4. 23-15. And we're at a minute and a half left in the half. Oskaloosa goes right side to Boyd, now over comes to Perry. Coy goes between the circles to Baker. Horton stays with that player defense. It's been pretty good for him. Now driving in, kind of dropping his shoulder, leaning in. The shot is going to go up, and it's wide to the left side, and will go out of bounds on a hop. I think Coy thought he was going to be able to draw a foul with some contact in the middle and lowered that shoulder, and there was no foul either direction, offensive or defensively, and the shot was errant enough that it goes out of bounds, and back up, and it will come Horton. 1 minute to play in the half. Chargers will have it up top of the key. Ottman dishes it over to the right side. Now to feed inside the block, and a power move off the window. And say what, Caden Smith, big strong guy, has picked up his 6th point of the game. 25-15, and now the largest lead of the evening for Horton. 40 seconds to go in the half. But it'll give and go underneath, and the shot does not go in. But for the Chargers, Jackson Moman has foul number one. So that'll be 18 fouls by Horton. And if you can believe it, Oskaloosa has committed one first half foul. First free throw, it's up and in. And Coy Perry, who missed his first two free throws, hits that one, picking up his third point tonight. 25-16, Horton in front, 32 seconds left in the half. Oskaloosa's making a couple of substitutions. One checking into the game is going to be Caden Kessinger, and the other one is going to be coming in for the shooter if Coy Perry hits this. And it rattles around, and he does. So Perry hits the shot and will come out of the game for Tanner Haynes. So there you have it. Tanner Haynes comes into the game. 27-26. 24 seconds left in. Horton turns it over. Here comes Oskaloosa. They're flying up the court. Pass it all the way down to the baseline. It's rolling along. Did they get it saved? They did not. Going to come back to Horton. 17 seconds left in the half. Still a 25-17 Charger lead. And Oskaloosa is going to bring Perry back in, make a little offense-defense switch here. Into the fourth quarter, 13. Top side is McAfee. Backs away, standing completely in the center circle with 8. Goes left wing with 5. Looking around with 4. Top of the key with 2. The long shot at the buzzer off the mark, and that is halftime. We'll be back to summarize the half for you as they go to the locker rooms in Horton. Chargers 25, Oskaloosa 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Hey, let's recap that first half scoring. What do you say? For the visitors from Oskaloosa, half a dozen points for Trenton Van Houten leads the way. Right behind him, Hunter Boyd with 5, and right behind him, Coy Perry with 4. 2 in the first half for Nick Bradshaw. For Horton, it's 8 in the half for Luke McAfee. Half a dozen off the bench for Caden Smith. Also off the bench, Dante Masqua had 4. 3 this evening for Cooper Wishrop and Cannon Becker, Jack Allen, each with 2. That all said, we're going to take a bit of a break. We're going to come back. Second half should be a dandy. Looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, with our intermission score in Horton, Kansas, Chargers 25, the Oskaloosa Bears 17. We're taking it back to Joseph Medicare Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball from Horton as Oskaloosa is on the road there. We'll be returning to the boys' game in just a moment. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens will be hosting Central Methodist University. Tune in 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Coming up on Thursday night, we will have Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Coming up Friday night, we've got high school basketball again for you as we've got Atchison High versus Topeka Highland. 6 p.m. is the scheduled time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Saturday, we've got Benedictine basketball again as they are taking on Grandview. 2 p.m. is the tune-in time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Taking a look around the area, I've got some finals in the girls' games from earlier tonight. It was Clifton Clyde over Blue Valley, 55-28. Frankfort beat Donovan West, 48-43 in the girls' game. Hanover topped Lynn, 62-43. It was Axtell over Onega girls, 46-40. Valley Heights topped Washington County, 52-34. In the Jefferson County North McClouth game, it was Jefferson County North 42 to McClouth's 27. Jackson Heights topped Valley Falls girls 57-26. And in the game that you listened to earlier, it was Oskaloosa beating Horton 48-39. In the ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge game, ACCHS girls 145-30. I'll be back with the boys' scores in just a moment at the halftimes.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look at the boys' games in action at the half, it is all knotted up between Donovan West and Frankfort at 14 points apiece. Hanover and Lynn at the quarter were knotted up at 17-17, and they have not reported since. In the Jackson Heights Valley Falls game, Valley Falls is trailing 13 to Jackson Heights 21. And in this game, we've got Horton boys at 25 points to Oskaloosa's 17. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 26 tonight. Under overcast skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. Lows dip down to about 24. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Thursday, clouds on the increase by Friday. Upper 30s, Thursday, mid-Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now in downtown Atchison, we are sitting at 33 degrees currently. Our wind chill is quite significant at 23 degrees right now, with the winds rolling out of the north-northwest at 14 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 70%. The dew point is 24 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.80 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back to Wharton, Kansas, where we're just getting underway with the second half, and a quick shot right out of the gate is up and good for Trent Ottman. And the young man who didn't score in the opening half gets his first points in the game in the opening seconds of the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering, doing news, weather, doing sports, you know, probably doing the dishes, everything in the Care Sports Studio. Our producer and engineer, Joseph, thank you. Tom Couts with you here courtside. It is an Oskaloosa shot. Goes up. It misses, and in the effort to rebound, we have an offensive foul. It will be the second foul of the game by Dakota Baker. Now, oddly, Dakota had the only foul in the first half by Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa committed one first half foul as a team. This is remarkable. A minute gone now in the third quarter. The shot goes up by McAfee. It won't go in, and now he gets knocked to the floor. Comes up a little gimpy. 6:50 to go in the third. 27-17. Wharton up double figures. They have led by as many as 10 earlier. Here's a drive underneath. Blocked from behind by Luke McAfee. So he's not badly hurt here. He's doing fine. 3-point shot. Nope. Getting his own rebound. Driving into the lane. Putting up a runner off the window. Scoring him is Cooper Wishrop. Coop has 5. It is 29-17. Horton putting together its largest lead of the game with 6:20 to go. Back over to the right side with it, and out on top, Oskaloosa, Coy Perry, Trenton Van Houten, Gunnar Rockhold, Hunter Boyd, Dakota Baker. Starting in the second half, here's a three, but a big guy hits the back of the rim, but it won't go down for Hunter Boyd. And Horton coming up with the defensive rebound. They're back up the floor. 13-footer from the left side. Off the rim once, twice, no good. Rebound battle for and trying to steal it away. Thought maybe Jack Allen had picked up a third foul, but instead he'll tie the ball up at a jump ball. Possession arrow, Oskaloosa. Now they're going to take McAfee out of the game. I think it makes certain that he is okay. Into the lineup is going to come Jackson Moman for Coach Losey and the Horton Chargers. 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Oskaloosa with the basketball, but they find themselves down a dozen here. And those traveling bright red uniforms. Here's a swing to the left. A little push off, no foul calls. Boyd will fade away from 13. Kissed it off to Widowood. Can't get it to fall. A nice offensive rebound, though, for Coy Perry. And Oskaloosa is going to keep it alive. 12-point Horton lead. Oskaloosa with the ball and 5:20 to go in the third. Around to the left side they go. Horton continues to play their man defense, their player defense. Coming off the screen, they'll dump it over to the right side to Van Houten. Back out on top to Boyd. And what Horton's really doing is just limiting shots right now. Here's a scoop over to the right side. They'll go into the lane and leaning back, initiating the foul and getting it called. Horton will come to the, or Oskaloosa will come to the free throw line. For Horton, it'll be foul number 3 for Gannon Becker in the first foul of the second half by the Charger team. At the line, Coy Perry. He's 2 of 4 at the free throw line, missing that one. That'll make him 2 of 5. 4 first half points for Oskaloosa's Coy Perry, a junior. Take a long, hard look at the second free throw, and it'll rattle in. 5 points for Coy, first point of the second half. For the Bears, it is 29-18. We go inside 5 minutes to play in the third. Okay, the guys' game has moved along at a relatively brisk clip. Back over to the left side, Horton with the basketball, and Luke McAfee didn't waste much time getting back into the game. Here's a give and go right side contact. Is that a block or a charge? It's going to be a block by Oskaloosa and a couple of free throws coming. Foul is going to be the first of the game by Trenton Van Houten. Team foul 2 of the second half for Horton and at the line. For the home team, it's going to be Trent Ottman. First free throw of the night is good and he's got 3 points this evening. One more shot coming up for Ottman. Flips this one high and arcing it perfect. Scarcely ripples the net. He'll have 4. 31-18. And now, 13 points is the Chargers' largest lead of the game. Here's a driving shot into the lane. No. Rebound tipped out, and it'll be hauled down by Horton. Wishrop comes up with a basketball and into the forecourt with it. Down the left side, it's going to come Moman. He'll kick it all the way down to the baseline. McAfee will fall away. 3-point shot off the mark. Oskaloosa rebounds it down. That's going to be Dakota Baker. Oskaloosa really not transitioning down the floor. They're a little more deliberate than that. Horton is more of a full speed kind of a team. And here's a cross court pass to absolutely no one. I suspect somebody in the crowd was rather startled as that ball went into about the second row. 3:56 to go, third quarter. Horton has the basketball, leading at 31-18 here in this Northeast Kansas League boys high school basketball game. Lots of hoops coming up this week here on Q Radio. Now we're going to have a turnover. I don't see foul calls, but they're going to turn it over to Oskaloosa. As I start to mention, a lot of games coming up on Q Radio is tomorrow night. It'll be the Benedictine Ravens beginning the second semester. In and out for Oskaloosa, no good. Horton with the rebound. Ladies game here on Care Radio, 5:30. The guys at 7:30. Thursday night sports look. Friday night, Atchison, Topeka High basketball. And then Saturday in the afternoon, the Ravens with games at 2 and 4. All of them here on Care Radio. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. 31-18. Horton out front. Looking into the middle with no room there. Comes back out on top. McAfee He's kind of the cool hand running that ball club. Swings it over to the left side to Jack Allen. Jack Allen was the guy who was running the Horton Football Club back in the fall as a quarterback for the team. Now the ball gets away. It's on the floor, and Oskaloosa is able to recover it. Baseball pass to the other end. There's nobody down there, and the layup is going to be in. The bucket is up and good for Tanner Haynes. His first points for Oskaloosa. 31-20. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. And again with Wharton, now you're going to see them become a little more patient, maybe a little more deliberate with his offense, using some more time. Way out topside with it is going to be Moman. Jackson drives in. Thought he'd gotten some contact. Kind of threw a ball at the basket. There was no foul. There was no bucket. And Oskaloosa is going to come up with it. Wharton does not score on that trip up the court. We're inside 2 minutes to go in the third. Oskaloosa up topside. Coy Perry swings it back over to the left. Tanner Haynes with it. They'll come out on top to the freshman, Hunter Miller. Oskaloosa goes baseline, little one-handed runner. No, but a foul for Oskaloosa, trailing by 11 with a minute 38 to go in the third quarter. One of the things that they would, I suspect, be very happy to do is have an opportunity to score some points with no time elapsing. That'll be Trent Ottman's first foul. At the free throw line, Trenton Van Houten, first one is up and not going to go in. It is still 31-20, Horton. Second one is good. 31-21. Van Houten has 7 points and leads the Bears in scoring tonight. A couple of team fouls on each club, and as the pass goes over to the right side, reaching in, looking for a steal, but instead just picking up his first foul of the game, it's going to be kind of Rockhold for Oskaloosa. Chargers putting it in play right near the scorer's table with inside a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. They lead by 10. Out on top with it is going to be Jackson, and he gets fouled, and that's going to be back-to-back quick fouls by Gunnar Rockhold. So what Oskaloosa has apparently done, very understandably, is kind of amp up a little bit that defensive intensity. Now here's a drive into the lane. The defender flops to the floor, and it's going to be called for the foul. Whistle is on Hunter Miller. So after having committed only one team foul in the first half, Oskaloosa with that has 5 here in the third quarter. And the Chargers come to the free throw line. The first shot on its way, but will not go in for Cooper Wishrop. Cooper has 5 points this evening, and he's now 0 for 1 at the free throw line. That was his first free throw of the night. Cooper will take his time, and the second one is up and through there. So that'll give him a half a dozen, pushing the Horton lead to 32-21. As we're down to a minute to go in the third. Oskaloosa with a double-digit deficit has a bit of a hill to climb here. We're late third and about to go to the fourth quarter. Here's a baseline three. No. And a rebound allowed to go out of play, and it will be Horton basketball. 50 seconds left, third quarter. Oskaloosa is going to drop all the way back to the other end of the floor. And they'll pick up the player defense, really at the top of the key. Then we pick it up across midcourt. 35 seconds to go in the third. Now the left side is in the hands of Moman. Here's a turnaround shot, too strong. Offensive rebound, followed up and in. Cooper Wishrop. 34-21, and now, for the second time in the game, it's a 13-point Horton lead. 14, 13, 12 seconds left in the third. Oskaloosa with the basketball way up on top. It's going to be Hunter Boyd. Dumped it over to Coy Perry. Cuts into the lane. Puts a shot on its way. And it doesn't go in, but he gets fouled. And once again, Coy coming to the free throw line. Coy Perry has had more free throw opportunities than anyone on either team tonight. That will be Caden Smith's first foul, and the first free throw is going to be up and good for Coy. With that free throw, Perry is 4 of 7 at the free throw line this evening. 3 seconds left, third quarter. This shot, right there. He will knock them both down. Up court, the shot, McAfee, the buzzer off the mark, and three quarters in the books here in Horton, Kansas. We'll be back for the fourth. Your score, the Horton Chargers 34, Oskaloosa 23.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
And we're back with you here in Horton, Kansas, as the home team Chargers lead Oskaloosa 34-23. Welcome back, everybody, as we get set to go to the fourth quarter. For Oskaloosa, down by 8 at halftime. Now they go to the fourth quarter, trimming by 11, and they scored 1 third quarter basket, 4 free throws. So it was a 6-point quarter for Oskaloosa. The Bears are going to have a much more offensively productive fourth quarter. They're going to come back in this, but here's a feed into the middle, and the rolling shot is going to be up and good. And what, 12 seconds into the fourth quarter, Caden Smith pushes that Charger lead back to 13 for the third time. 36-23. Oskaloosa, there's a long three. Hits the rim, but won't roll in. And another rebound pulled down Caden Smith. Caden's a big guy. Caden Smith, so, takes up a little room inside. Now the going the other way. Oskaloosa with the steal. Shot missing, and back up comes Horton. They're going to run coast to coast. The driving bucket is up and in. And with that bucket by Cooper, he goes to double-figure scoring. Leads all players and scoring tonight, and he gives Horton their biggest lead of the night, 38-23. Up 15 at 6:50 to go. Oskaloosa goes left, and before the shot, we have a foul down to the baseline. Now the official having a word with a couple of the guys down here. I think that he is not happy with, after the whistle had blown, Oskaloosa continued with the play, moved the ball into the corner, and then took a 3-point shot, which went in, but obviously did not count. I think that he's making it clear to the players, and now he's over having a word with Coach Rockhold, just, I think, making sure everybody's on the same page and understands where everybody's at. 6:40 to go in the game. And we have a blocking foul. Horton leading in the contest by 15 points. Going to be the third foul tonight for Jack Allen. He got his first two really early. And then we haven't seen him have any foul issues since then. Here's a baseline three that won't go down. Oskaloosa unable to put anything on the board yet in the fourth quarter. And here comes Horton. 6.5 to play. Luke McAfee with the basketball. Starts right. Goes left. Cuts back right. Little hook pass deep into the corner. Back it'll come to McAfee, and He'll dribble the top of the key, knives into the lane, changes hands, goes up, draws the foul. So for Luke McAfee, it will be a free throw appearance as Trenton Van Houten for Oskaloosa will pick up his second foul of the night. 38-23, Horton here in home in front with 6:15 to go. McAfee has not had a free throw tonight, and that first one will not quite go in. He'll stay at 8 points. His 8 points second only to Cooper Wishop, who's now gotten 10. This one, and out, and Horton had it, but could not control it in. It'll be Oskaloosa basketball. Now, here's a problem for Oskaloosa. Again, in the third quarter, they scored 6. Right now, trailing by 15 points with just over 6 minutes to play. They're going to have offensive production like they have not had at any point tonight. And knowing that, Coach Jeremy Rockhold is going to take a timeout and talk to the Bears. Let's do it with them. Timeout of the court, 6:08 to play in the game. Horton 38, Oskaloosa 23.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Gonna have you back with us here in Horton, Kansas. Little shot going up coming out of the timeout, and it's gonna be up and in. Gunnar Rockhold is gonna have his first point of the game, and now coming up the floor, we've got a collision. We've got bodies on the floor on both sides of the court. And let's see what these fouls are gonna be. And now the officials are gonna stop play, and it's getting just a little, I mean, it's not aggressive, it's not bad. It's just the guy's getting a little wild here with late time in the game, and it's a 13-point contest. So we're going to take one more break. They're taking another timeout. Again, we're inside 6 minutes to play in the game. Horton, 38, Oskaloosa, 25.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, on our return, Oskaloosa puts the ball in play, fires up a three-point shot, and won't go in. And now on the rebound, pulled down by Horton, Oskaloosa picks up the defensive intensity, and they're going to steal the up-court pass. Back down the court will come the Bears. We're at 5:04 to go. Driving shot, going to be up and good. Van Houten with 9 for the Bears. 38-27, 4:55 to go. And the up-court pass lost out of bounds by Horton. And Oskaloosa is going to have it back in play. Now you've got Coach Losey having a word with the officials. He's like, how'd that happen? Here comes Oskaloosa, battling tough here with 4:45 to go. They are back to within 11, have drilled by as many as 15. Here's a three, doesn't go in. And on the rebound, over from behind, the foul is called. The foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's Coy Perry. It'll only be his first for the Bears. It'll be team foul 7. And that means Horton will come to the free throw line 1+. It is Jackson Moman. Has not scored. He's 0-for-2 at the free throw line tonight. Looking to break that. And free throw won't go in. Rebound to Oskaloosa. But we're going to have a lane violation that is going to make all of that moot, and I'm supposed to put it in play for the backcourt. 4:40 to play. A lot of confusion out of the floor. The official directing a little traffic, telling Horton that you can only have five guys out there. Coach Losey had brought one guy in, but no one had exited the floor. So our official says, the guys, five is all you get. 4.5 to play. 38-27, Horton. Here's a shot. Fired up, missed. Jack Allen rebound. Gets it away to McAfee. He skips it off on top. It's going to be stolen by Oskaloosa. Driving down, left side. Layup missed, but a foul called. The whistle's going to be the first of the night by Cooper Wishrop. So that is team foul 7 by Horton. That is irrelevant with regard to this particular instance because there are going to be 2 free throws for Coy Perry. Coy's been pretty good at the free throw line, but that one won't go in. Coy Perry had hit 5 of his last 6 free throws. That one does not go in. This one does, and he's got 8 tonight. 38-28. And it passed, stolen back by Oskaloosa, and then Jack Allen tries to steal it back, and he'll pick up another foul, his 4th. And Oskaloosa has really, really gotten focused and bearing down here, and we've kind of got the Chargers a little bit off their game with 4:16 to go. And in basketball time, it's like dog years, right? That 4 minutes could be a long, long time. Allen will come out of the game with that 4th foul. And back at the free throw line, Oskaloosa. It's going to be Gunnar Rockhold. First one's good. So many times we talk about it. Hit those free throws. Those are great opportunities. Again, to score with no time going off. This one is up. It is not going to go in, and Horton will rebound it down. 38-29. And we will have a foul committed by Oskaloosa. Again, having cranked up that defensive intensity is also going to add a little bit to the fouling propensity. That is going to be the 4th foul. No, let me pick that. The third foul on Gunnar Rockhold. Front half of the 1-1. Count it. Becker collects his 3rd point. And before he will get his 2nd shot, we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. We're down to 4:09 to go in tonight's guys game. It is Horton 38, Oskaloosa. Horton now 39, Oskaloosa 29.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we return, the free throw up and in. So Gannon Becker is able to connect on both halves, pushing the score now to 40-29. And we are 4 minutes left. Horton with the 11-point lead. Oskaloosa will launch a 3. There it is. Trenton Van Houten has a dozen. And it's 40-32. 3:50 to go. Underneath, the shot blocked from behind. Picked back up by Horton. Reaching in. We're going to have a jump ball, I suspect. No, we're going to get a foul called. Oh, my goodness. That's a tough break for Oskaloosa. So Horton will come to the free throw line as Oskaloosa's Coy Perry collects his 2nd foul of the night. Stepping to the strike for the Chargers, going to be Caden Smith. Caton has 8 points, has not had a free throw yet this evening. Big guy puts this one up and it rolls in. That is his 9th point of the game. 41-32. And the gym goes really quiet. This one's up and very short. Oskaloosa rebounds it down. Bears with the basketball down 9. As they get into the forecourt, we're at 340. Or is a long three. Not going to Carini by Horton. Jackson Moman coming up with the ball. Gets it over to McAfee. And Luke pushes it off on top to Becker. I expect Horton to back this away. See, they passed up a three right there. Luke would not have passed that up earlier. Now the lob pass comes out on top. And we're going to get an Oskaloosa foul on Rocco. So Gunnar Rocco will have his 4th foul. That is also going to be team foul 10, so automatically, Cannon Becker will have 2 free throws coming. He's 2 of 2 at the line. A moment ago, hitting a couple. That one is good. That free throw accounts for his 5th point tonight. And again, Horton with a double-digit lead, up 42-32. Second one is on its way. Rolls out. So the Chargers by 10. And here's a quick three. Goes off the window, no good. And McAfee rebounds it down. Horton with a basketball, double-digit lead. 3 minutes to go. The feed will go into the lane, and they're going to bring it back out on top. Horton now looking to wind a little bit of this clock. They'll kick it over to the right side, push it out to the top of the key, and then all the way out to the center circle. McAfee handling the ball there, dumps it to the right, gets it over to Moman, and that pass is going to be slapped out of bounds. 2:48 left in the game. Time getting away for the Bears, and Coach Rockhold is going to bring in not one or two or three, but 4 substitutions at the first opportunity. 2:45 to go. McAfee will drive to the right side, dribble it back off on top, drive back into the middle, get double teamed, and there's going to be the foul. It'll be foul 3 by Van Houten. This will provide a couple of things for Oskaloosa, a chance to maybe get the ball back, although McAfee's a great shooter. This free throw up and won't go in. It will also provide for Oskaloosa the opportunity to make those 4 substitutions that we were talking about a moment ago who are standing over at the scorer's table looking to get into the game. 2:36 left. Horton by 10. McAfee with 1 more free throw. It is a little short. Rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa. Bears up the floor. 2.5 to go. Into the lane. Knifing, shooting, no good. Offensive foul. Wow. Big call right there. The 3rd foul of the game for Coey Perry. 2:25 to play. Now, Coach Rockhold is telling Oskaloosa's players out on the floor, got to pick this thing up. They're going to go to some full court pressure, and Horton's going to take a timeout and talk about how to handle that. As Oskaloosa is going to press all the way up the court and on the inbound, we're going to get a break. 2:25 to go in the game. Chargers 42, Bears 32.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in Horton. 42-32. The Chargers at home this evening lead Oskaloosa in a matchup of a couple of one-loss teams. Horton 4-1. Oskaloosa coming into the game today at 3-1. It will be. Bears applying full court pressure on the inbound, and as quickly as that, the foul is going to be committed, and it'll be Horton coming to the free throw line. Now, Horton's a good shooting team, but they have not been particularly outstanding at the free throw line tonight. However, Gannon Becker, who's coming to the line, is 3 of 4. This one rolls around and in. That makes it 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up here for Gannon, and it rolls out, no good. Coming down with the rebound, Oskaloosa. It's cleared away by Hunter Miller. 43-32. Oskaloosa, the ball on top, and now it's going to be stolen. Breaking away down the court. Going to the rack. The shot's blocked. Going to the floor was Cannon Becker off that block, and they're not going to call any foul. I mean, that was a tremendous clean block from behind. Getting up in the air to slap that thing away. 2:06 to go in the game. These two teams are conceding nothing here. 43-32. Horton with the ball and an 11-point lead. And quickly out on the top, we're going to have another foul. And this game is going to become a matter of who can hit the free throws down the stretch. And Horton can miss a few, because they already lead by 11. At the line, Van Houten. This one won't go. For Horton, by the way, for Oskaloosa, that's the fourth Trenton Van Houten foul. So the Bears have some guys in real jeopardy with fouls. This free throw's up and very short. Oskaloosa will rebound it down. Now the running three is up and very short, and a rebound cleared away by Horton. And again, you got bodies all over the floor. Horton with the ball down, back out on top. That ball is going to be stripped away, picked up, driving down. The layup is going to be good. So Gunnar Rockhold will collect his 5th point. And Horton, coming up the court, will take another timeout. It's getting a little messy out here. We got a minute 35 to play in the game. It is now Horton 43, Oskaloosa 32.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads at Subway in Atchison.
Well, the game is moving along briskly. I mean, it's just swimmingly going along. And now here in the late going of the game is Oskaloosa has decided that they need to foul. And there's another one. All of the free throw appearances are taking a lot of time. This is going to be the 4th foul of the game for Coy Perry. And for Oskaloosa, you've got Trenton Van Houten with 4, Coy Perry with 4, Gunnar Rockhold with 4. Here's a free throw. It's going to be up and good for Cooper Wishoff, and that is his 11th point tonight. Making it 44-34. Second free throw, no good. And as quickly as that, we're going to have a foul by Wharton. Probably not what Coach Losey wanted. Foul number two by Luke McAfee. Now we're going to walk to the other end of the court. And at the line comes Oskaloosa. Coming up there is going to be Hunter Boyd. Lots of fouls, lots of free throws. The shot, no good. Rebound, Wharton. And there's going to be a foul in the backcourt. And Gunnar Rockhold is fouled out. So Gunner will foul out of the game here with a minute 21 to go. And he will conclude with 5 points. As we go to the other end of the floor, coming to the line for Wharton, it's going to be Caden Smith. Caden is 9 points into the night, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Coming in off the bench, it's just a wee bit short. One more shot coming up for Wharton's Caden Smith, 6'3" junior. Caden will eye it, deep deep in. That one does not go in either, and the long rebound is going to be taken back by Wharton, and we're going to have another foul call. And again, Oskaloosa doing whatever they feel like they need to do and be able to have an opportunity to climb back into this game. That'll be Hunter Boyd picking up that foul. Cannon Becker's up there. He has shot well tonight, continues to do so. First one is good. He is 5 of 7 in the fourth quarter at the free throw line. His team leading again by 11. This one makes it a 12-point lead. 46-34. Minute 15 to play. Running shot on the other end. It's up and in. Plus one. And Oskaloosa just coming up the floor, driving straight down, taking it to the basket. And that is the fifth foul of the game for Gannon Becker. So Gannon is going to foul out. Crowd coming to his feet to applaud the Wharton 6 foot junior. The free throw is good. So Coy Perry completes the three. Full court pressure. Chargers trying to get the ball up the floor. McAfee having trouble as he's double teamed in the backcourt. Now the outlet up the floor. The feet across. Little head fake shot is up and in. Cooper Wishaw. That's what, 13 now for him. We're inside a minute to play. Here's a rainbow three. Got it! From way outside. For Oskaloosa, that's Van Houten. And we're going to get another Oskaloosa timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, 47 seconds to play. Chargers, 48. Bears, 40.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Here in Horton, Kansas, Northeast Kansas League. Boys High School Basketball this evening on CARE Radio. I don't know, around Christmas Eve? Something like that, because it's become a bit of a marathon here. 48-40. Looking back at my score sheet, Horton has never trailed in the game. They've led by 9 in the opening quarter. They led by 10 in the second quarter, 13 in the third quarter, 15 early here in the fourth quarter. So they have never, ever trailed And now we're going to have another Oskaloosa foul on the inbound play. And it's going to be on Tanner Haynes. Back of the line, the Chargers and Caden Smith. Free throw, yeah. Caden had hit his first free throw, then missed his next three, but he puts that one right in there. One more shot for the 6'3 junior, and it rattles around and in. 50-40. Here's a runner for three, no good. Smith coming up with the rebound, and he's going to get fouled in the backcourt with 37 seconds left. Let's see against whom. That'll be the fifth foul for Trenton Van Houten. So Trenton will foul out. Now you got to realize, you notice we're talking about all these guys fouling out of the game. And by the way, he ends with 15 points tonight. But what you got to remember is Oskaloosa committed in the first half, the entire first half, one team foul. Dakota Baker committed one. No more fouls than that in the first quarter. So to have this many people fouling out, and you got Coy Perry out there with four, I mean, to have this many second half fouls, this game has stretched out. First free throw, good. Second free throw also. It is now 52-40. Here's a three for Oskaloosa that is too strong. Smith will rebound it down, and they're going to foul him with 28 seconds to go. And we will walk again to the other end of the court. That is going to be the second foul on the freshman for Oskaloosa, Hunter Miller. And back of the line again, Caden Smith. That one will not quite go in. Oskaloosa is going to go to the bench and bring a freshman, Caden Kessinger, in. Now, we don't have heights on the Oskaloosa roster, but Caden's probably 6'3". This free throw is perfect. That will make it 53-40. And we're at 20 seconds to go, and a layup on the other end of the floor is going to be up and in for Coy Perry. 53-42. 10 seconds left, and Oskaloosa is going to say that was enough. Final score here tonight in Horton, Kansas, in the guys' game. Chargers 53, Oskaloosa 42, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in the checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. And member FDIC.
Well, it was kind of a wild one. but Horton leads from coast to coast in the Skies game tonight and gets by Oskaloosa 53-42. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for the Bears. Pace it away, 15 points. Trenton Van Houten, Coy Perry right behind him with 13. Five apiece for Gunnar Rockhold and Hunter Boyd. And two each tonight, Tanner Haynes and Nick Bradshaw. For Horton, 13 points tonight for Connor Wishrop, the starter, but he's not even been back of action player of the game because coming off the bench, 14 points tonight for Caden Smith. So Caden Smith is going to be your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Following them, you got Luke McAfee with 8 and Gannon Becker, 8 points tonight for the Chargers. It was 4 this evening for both Dante Masqua and Trent Ottman. Jack Allen knocking down 2. So Horton goes to 5-1 of the season, and Oskaloosa moves to 3-2. Again, in the ladies game this evening, it was a Oskaloosa win over the home team. Oskaloosa naughty team 48-39. Tomorrow on Ken Radio, up at the Nolan Gymnasium, we're going to be with you for Benedictine basketball. Ladies game 5:30, guys game 7:30. Sport Look Thursday and more games Friday and Saturday. Thanks for having joined us. Till we greet you next time for Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch here in Horton, Kansas. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.